Welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast, a place where faith meets daily living. Each day, we take a few moments to reflect on God's Word, gain spiritual insight, and receive encouragement to help you live victoriously. No matter what today brings, remember, God's wisdom and grace are here to carry you through.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to the Winning Everyday Podcast. I'm so glad you're here today. Take a moment, breathe deeply, and prepare your heart, because God has something special for you. Today's topic is Grace for Difficult Seasons. Our Bible text is from 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, which says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness." Let me begin with a powerful true life story from the Bible. In 1 Kings chapter 19, we find the prophet Elijah, yes, the same Elijah who called for fire from heaven in chapter 18, now running for his life. He had just experienced one of the greatest victories. Yet immediately after, he found himself overwhelmed, afraid, and exhausted. He sat under a juniper tree and prayed, "Lord, take my life." Have you ever been there? A moment where you thought you'd be celebrating, but instead, you're barely surviving. But here's the beauty of that story. God didn't rebuke Elijah. He didn't condemn him. Instead, God sent an angel with food, rest, and gentle instructions. That's grace. Difficult seasons don't mean God has abandoned you. In fact, sometimes they are the very places where His grace becomes most visible. Let me ask you, what season are you in right now? Is it a season of waiting, a season of loss, confusion, or of delay? Listen carefully. God's grace is not just for your strong days. It is especially for your weakest moments. The Apostle Paul understood this deeply. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9, when he pleaded for God to remove his struggle, God responded, "My grace is sufficient for you. Not, I'll remove it immediately. Not, I'll explain everything, but my grace will carry you through it." And someone listening right now needs to hear this. You will not break in this season. Grace is holding you together. Grace is not just forgiveness, it is divine empowerment. In Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10, God says, "Fear thou not, for I am with thee. I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness." So even when you feel like you're barely standing, heaven says you are upheld. Let me ask you again. Have you been trying to handle this season in your own strength? Have you forgotten that God's grace is available daily? Here's your encouragement. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 22 to 23 says, "His mercies are new every morning." That means today comes with fresh grace for your situation. You may not understand this season, but you are not alone in it. God is not just watching from a distance, He is actively sustaining you. Even when nothing seems to be changing, something is happening within you. Strength is forming. Faith is deepening. Character is being built. As you go today, I declare over your life, you will not be overwhelmed by this season in Jesus' name. Grace will speak for you where strength has failed. What was meant to break you will build you. You are coming out stronger, wiser, and lifted. In Jesus' name, time for reflection. Take a moment and reflect. Where do you need God's grace the most right now? Are you leaning on Him or struggling alone? Actions for the day. Today, make a conscious decision. Stop striving. Start trusting. Whenever anxiety creeps in, pause and say, "Lord, I receive your grace for this moment." Difficult seasons are not permanent, but God's grace is constant. You may walk through the valley, but you will not stay there. Remember, grace doesn't always remove the storm, but it will carry you through it. As we close, let's take our confession of faith for the day. Now, declare this together with me. Today, I receive God's grace for every challenge I face. I am strengthened in my weakness. I will not be overwhelmed. God's grace is sufficient for me. I walk in victory, peace, and divine strength. This is my season of overcoming. In Jesus' name, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we appreciate you for your word today. Thank you for your grace that sustains us in every season. For everyone listening today, I pray, release strength where there is weakness, peace where there is anxiety, and hope where there is discouragement. Carry them through every difficult moment and let them experience your presence like never before. We commit this day into your hands. Let it be fruitful, peaceful, and victorious. Thank you for answering us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Thank you for joining today's Winning Everyday podcast. If this message blessed you, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with someone who might need encouragement today. And don't forget to download your own copy of Bible in a Year, a daily Bible reading plan for 1 year on our website. If you will like us to pray for you, send your prayer requests to prayers@isaacmell.com. You can also support the works of this ministry by giving using the Give button on our site. May God bless you as you do so. Go out, stay strong, and keep winning every day.
You're tuned into the Winning Everyday Podcast.
Winning Everyday Devotional is written by Isaac Melly. If this podcast blesses you, why not be a blessing by sharing it with someone? Thank you for tuning in today.
Every morning brings a new sunrise. Open your heart, open your eyes.